Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm telling you, I just got my first smiles this morning by listening to your voices, thinking about how God made us all, and we're all so different in fingerprints and every other way, but the voices are just amazing, and I've come to know you. I've come to know you personally. Sometimes I tell Shelley, I think if I heard the man from Granville, Michigan in the next grocery store aisle, I would recognize him from his voice. But one thing it does, like I hear Tim trucking for Jesus, and it makes me think about what a special call this is, and how God has called you, and we're from all across this country, and we have today UK, Canada, the Netherlands, and we pray together. It just blesses me. And I would invite some of you who wait, you know, until 8 o'clock to sign on. If you'd come on about 10 till or 15 till, I like to come at 15 till today. I didn't make it till 10 till. And at 10 minutes before the hour, there were already 60 callers on. So thank God we have a representation. We have all across the country and other places, and we're unified. So I just, first thing I'm going to say is I'm leaving my house probably about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we're going to fly to St. Louis. And then from St. Louis, I'm going to take Air Canada tomorrow morning. And so we'll at least be touching down in Toronto and there for a little bit for you Canadians. It's special. I plan to come to Toronto this year, later on. But then we land in Tel Aviv on Friday, just for Shabbat to begin. So I'm asking you just to, every once in a while, if you think about it, just say to the Lord, surround Billy Brim with faith and love, and just hover over our whole time there. I'll be gone almost a month. And the first thing we're going to do is meet in Tel Aviv with the interior designers. We had a meeting with interior design, the lady that really helps us so much at Prayer Mountain, Terry Canino, is unable to go with us physically, but we met with her in Texas, and then she's going to Skype with us, and we'll be there on the interior design because we're getting ready to roll. Bless the Lord. Isn't that a great blessing? Then I'm going to go on down to the Dead Sea, and we're going to wait our 3BI students. Two busloads of Billy Brim Bible Institute. And praise the Lord, we've hired a great film crew, CBN, Pat Robertson's anchorman there, Chris Mitchell, put us in contact with a film crew that's really top-notch, costing us some money, but praise the Lord, we're believing him for it. And we're going to package a trip to Israel that I think will be probably like none other. And that will be then available through 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. We are officially 1 week old yesterday as far as students studying with us. Of course, we've been putting together these classes for more than a year now, but they're ready and packaged, and you can go online and find out how I can come right into your home, and we can discuss these wonderful things. We begin with Genesis 1:1, and I think you'll really like it. As I go to Israel, March 2nd will be their third election. Isn't that amazing? It's unprecedented in any country that they've had three elections, and they have this will be the third election, and they still have not a government. Now, I have a dear friend who's in the Blue and White Party, but I still somehow think that it is the Lord's will for Benjamin Netanyahu to be the prime minister, and now he's been indicted. First time ever that a prime minister has been indicted in office, and he will be indicted as they have the elections. Now, the trial is a 3-judge panel. So I thought we'd give you these names for prayer. And the Jerusalem District Court judges will be Rivka. That's the same as our name Rebecca. Rivka Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Moshe, that's the same as Moses. Moshe Bar-Am, B-A-R-A-M. And Oded Shaham. That last name is spelled S-H-A-H-A-M. Those three people, oh, Father, dear Father, I know God wants us to pray for them. I'm going to go ahead and read the article off the Jerusalem Post this morning. I just had a witness of the Spirit that it is right that we pray for them. A 3-judge panel for the public corruption trial of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was set on Wednesday. Although there was initially greater potential for the trial to open before the March 2nd elections, at this point the most likely scenario is a post-election opening for the trial. Hours after announcing the indictment on November 21st, Mandelblit, who is the Attorney General, gave a speech in which he said it was personally sad for him to indict Netanyahu, who he personally greatly admired in terms of talents, but that he was obligated by the law to do so. I don't know about that. But let's do take this time right now to pray for these three people. When I read their names, and now again, right now, the anointing of the Lord is on it. So Heavenly Father, we're lifting up to you. We come to you with praise and adoration and love and unity. And we're lifting up this leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, first of all, according to your 1 Timothy 2:1. We lift up Benjamin Netanyahu and his earthly fate has put it into the hands of one woman and two men. And we lift them to you for you to guide them and to move upon them and influence them. Rivka Feldman, Moshe Bar-Am, and Oded Shaham. Holy Father, we always feel like saying this has gone on long enough. I even was reading in today that the people in Israel are just tired of it. And I don't know, Holy Father, about all that. But I do know that you have a person. In my own heart, I think it's Benjamin Netanyahu, but I don't know for sure. But in the name above all names, I do ask you to move upon them. We're going to the Knesset, Lord. We're going to have our feet standing right in that government building. And I'm asking you, Lord, to prepare us and use us in any way you want to on this tour having to do with the Israeli government. We are so thankful, Lord, that we'll get to at least drive by the embassy of the United States of America. And we want to thank you, Lord, for a president who favors and blesses Israel. And we have that there. And he has lined up with the Bible concerning the Golan and at least concerning the settlements in the Judea and Samaria, which is called the West Bank. Oh, Father, we know your will. Your will is that it belongs to Israel. Father, in a way, I feel that Israel, I know, needs to repent and come to the Most High God and come to you, as they've always needed to do, according to Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 7, where you told them that if they would come to you, your people, in that place. And, oh, Father, they often come to Jerusalem for prayer, that you would hear and heal their land. We know, Father, that we are in the end of days, and we know that many things are written, and that those things will come about. We ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy upon our country, the United States. I'm sure the Canadians are asking you mercy on their country, Lord. We're asking you for mercy, and we're asking you for a move of God. We're asking you for an awakening to you, an awakening to God. Oh, Father, that will sweep across and reap a great harvest before you have to judge this earth. You do, because it's written. And Lord, we need a miraculous move of God, a wondrous move of God. We lift up today our president's safety, and we lift up, as we meet together, so many of us are Americans on this line, and we do pray for the three branches of government and the people that you have there. And we ask you, in 2020 elections, for godly people, people that will follow you in the name above all names. Oh, Franakaladishko, and protect us from those who are against the principles of the Bible, Lord. Protect us, we pray, by Easter de Mohombara, Kalamoshende de Vrasoto de Gombra Kaladinyana no Gombre, moving upon people to vote according to the Word of God and the values of the Word of God. Oh, how we praise you and give you glory and honor and adoration. Of course, Iran is always in the news, and they're always blustering, and especially so now because they have just celebrated an anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. 1979 Islamic Revolution. And so they've had another anniversary celebration. Now, I was shocked when I heard one thing, and I'll tell you the part where I'm shocked. I'm not shocked at the blustering. And one of the blustering spokesmen was the Iranian Armed Forces spokesman, who said this: the Zionist state will disappear from the earth. He hasn't read the Bible. The Bible says in Jeremiah, as long as you can see the sun and the stars and the there'll be an Israel. So he hasn't read that, but this is what he said. And commemorating fighters from various units on the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, he spoke with passion about how Iran's resistance was confronting the U.S. and Israel. The advisor, now this is another story, the advisor to Iran's Khamenei is looking to, quote, raise Tel Aviv to the ground. In a recent interview, Mohsen Razai said that Iran would use any U.S. activity as a pretext to attack Israel. Now here's the part that shocked me. Ahead of the governments of France and Germany congratulating Iran's regime on its Islamic revolution. Can you believe it? The establishment of the most evil and harsh Islamic state, The governments of France and Germany congratulated them on their anniversary. When the Ayatollah Khomeini overthrew the Shah and took it over and made it a Shia state, France and Germany congratulated Iran? Oh, hard to believe. An Iranian politician who advises the supreme commander, supreme leader, said his nation is looking for an excuse to obliterate Tel Aviv. Quote, "We would raise Tel Aviv to the ground for sure. We have been looking for such a pretext. If they do something, the U.S., we can use it as a pretext to attack Israel. Because Israel played a role in the martyrdom of General Qasem Soleimani. It was the Israelis," he said, "who reported about the martyr Soleimani's trip from Damascus to Baghdad. We were waiting for the Americans to give us a pretext to strike Tel Aviv, just like we attacked Ayn al-Assad." Whatever that is. So, Iran's always there. And in the name above all names, Father, our leaders need wisdom in dealing with Iran. Our President of the United States of America and the leaders of Israel, oh God, help the intelligence. Help the intelligence to know what they're doing. Open the eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of those who have to do with intelligence. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for our president, we pray for the leaders of Israel to know what to do concerning Iran's buildup of the atomic nuclear bomb and missiles. Father, in Jesus' name, I wouldn't want to be a leader right now without having God's guidance. Help them to know you are the leader, and help them to turn to you and to listen to you. I speak particularly of our President Donald John Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, or whoever might, of the generals, whoever might be advising. Holy Father, that they'll know what to do. We do appreciate peace, Lord. We do appreciate an absence of war. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we know that when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that we are absolutely praying for its wholeness. We are praying for the wholeness between heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem. And we're praying for the wholeness of Jerusalem upon the earth with all of its neighborhoods, all of its areas. And we do pray, Father, you said to give you no silence until you had made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Father, I've been studying, and they're your witnesses. They're your witnesses that you're God. That's what you said in Isaiah 41, 42, 43, all in there. I love those chapters, Father. It seems to me you're bragging on yourself. You are the only God. You are the only God who tells us the end from the beginning. And now, Father, we are here in the end of days. Oh, Shalom Akarabatashka. We would all say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Ishalabaratashka. But until then, you have told us to lift up our leaders that we might lead a quiet and a peaceable life. And you have told us that we can hold back the Antichrist. While we're here, you've told us that in the writings to the Thessalonians. And so, Father, we do in the name above all names. Father, that's what we're doing when we sit up in our seats in the morning. And I want to thank you for every one of the WWPs who has signed up to pray first of all for our president and signed up to sit in their chairs of authority in the mornings. I thank you for them. I praise you for them. And I do praise you for every other prayer group that we don't know anything about, or every little single prayer in the whole wide world. I thank you for the privilege of prayer. I know it works. In Jesus' name. Now, there is a headline this morning, and several of you signed on from Georgia, that in the United States, where first when I heard this, I thought maybe it's Georgia in the Soviet Union, but no, it's Georgia in the United States. And nearly 200 Georgia residents are being monitored for the coronavirus. Now, they're self-monitoring. They have recently returned from China. I'm guessing that some of them are students. I don't know. That's just a guess. None, let's get this straight now, none of the residents have shown symptoms of the virus, and none of them have visited the Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak. Health officials, and this is what we have to be thankful for. I heard Dr. Mark Siegel this morning on Fox News, and he just pointed out how very, thank God, but thank God first of all, but our officials here are able to do things, and we do things to contain. Health officials reportedly didn't use the word quarantine for these 200 residents, instead phrasing it that people are being isolated in their homes for 14 days, which is considered the incubation period. They've been calling each traveler, these are the people who have returned from China, letting them know of the potential symptoms of the virus and the importance of staying at home. So they're in a self-imposed isolation in their homes. There are no reported coronavirus infections in Georgia as of Wednesday. And commercial flights have been suspended between Atlanta and China. In the United States, we have 12 cases of this coronavirus. As Dr. Siegel spoke this morning, he pointed out that we have tens of thousands of influenza cases. 2% is the death rate of the coronavirus, and the people who die from it are those that are infirm, have something wrong before. So praise the Lord for the United States good health service, but praise the Lord more for the Lord himself. And you know, I have encouraged you who sit in your seats in the morning that as you're sitting there taking your authority, you take your authority over this disease and the influenza thing. We need to get that thing stopped. Sitting in our seats in the mornings, taking authority over that coronavirus and not letting it enter into our realms of authority. You there in Georgia, you've got your habitational authority. I heard someone, I think, say they were from Atlanta. I don't know where these people are there, but definitely, here's what you got to do, folks, in Georgia particularly. Take authority over the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. That opens the door to things. And so, thank God for our authority, the authority of the believer. I want to share, I tell you, I really think that, I really think we've entered into a time here. We had a little lady who came out to Prayer Mountain. We have Sunday afternoon prayer at 3. And I usually teach a little bit, and then we pray. We don't streamline that. We streamline the one at noon on Wednesdays. I won't be there today at noon. Brother Lee Morgans will be there, and he really moves in the gifts of spirit. He'll even have some probably for you, for people who are out in the audience, you know, in the streamline online audience. But I went to Cracker Barrel last night and made a little video that they're going to show today on the noon prayer. So, bless the Lord. But I want to tell you what happened at Prayer Mountain 2 weeks ago Sunday. Claudia is a lady, very beautiful, sophisticated lady. And she came. She found us. She said she didn't know we were there. And she found us. She was happy at that. She's a really dedicated praying woman. I don't know how old she is. She's beautiful. Maybe 70. And a little bitty thing. But last Sunday, last Sunday she came with her report of healing, an amazing healing. And two Sundays before, she had asked us to pray for her. She had had a scoliosis, severe, and she had lived 36 years in constant pain. She was on opioids and even morphine. And she said, I knew I was addicted, but I could not live without it. The pain was so terrible and getting worse. And so she went in our prayer chair. We have a chair. And I had remembered, we sat her in the chair, and I had remembered that in Paul, when Paul was left for dead, the disciples, it says in the Greek, made a circle around him. And I'd heard years ago, I think it was a pastor from South America who had had some raising from the dead people. And he always said, we always make a circle around them. So I said, let's close our circle today. Let's all get around here and let's close the circle. So really don't let any space between us. And we started praying for Claudia. And I laid hands on her. Power of God went into her, and she was instantly healed. She has since been to her doctor. Her doctor said, I believe you. Let's corroborate it. And she took the x-rays and whatever was needed. Claudia's off all of her medications. And she said the test of it. Her husband had an eye appointment in St. Louis, which is 3.5 hours from here, and she drove him there. And then they spent the night, and she drove back home. She said, I never could have done that. And then I heard, I didn't see this myself, but I heard that John Kilpatrick had a lady on last Sunday who's been, I guess, holding meetings, I don't know, and having healings. And she had a man was there with a, I don't know, somehow his shoulder wasn't there. And as she laid hands on him, it plumped out. But, oh, folks, I do believe. I believe that when we leave here in the rapture of the church, there won't be one feeble among our tribes. I just want to praise you. We praised the Lord a long time for Claudia's healing. I want to praise you for every healing that has taken place. And probably we may have a friend here on the line who from South Arkansas. He and his wife, we were on the phone before they went to visit her dear friend who had had a stroke and thought maybe might die. And the lady had seen a vision of Jesus, a wonderful vision of Jesus. But even after that, that was what makes me think she'll stay here, is she came back even after that. And so we just do praise Jesus. We do thank him. Think of it, folks. He lives in us. God the Father and Jesus, through the power of the Holy Ghost, live in us. And it is the plan of God that we manifest that indwelling God to the world. So my prayer for us today is that we'll be ever more conscious of Christ in us, and that God's plan is that we, as we go about on the earth, manifest the greater one who is inside us. Remember, greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Shalom. And next week, I'll be calling you from Israel. And I'll be blogging often from Israel. So you want to go online and get the blogs. Shalom, and I love you and appreciate you. And lift everyone on this line to the Lord today. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.